to see a colorful exhibit of huipiles, or clothing representative of southern Mexico and Guatemala, you can visit El Museo Latino in South Omaha at 25th and L Streets. The huipil has been worn by indigenous women of Mexico and Central America, of high and low social rank, since well before the arrival of the Spanish to the Americas, and it remains as the most common female indigenous clothing still in use. El Museo Latino has an extensive collection of huipiles, paintings and prints on display until the end of the year. Magdalena Garcia, executive director of El Museo Latino, felt lucky to have this collection donated to the museum by a retired professor from New Mexico, who made frequent trips to Guatemala.
Been very fortunate to have a donor who has selected the museum for depositing into our collection about 140 textiles, huipiles, Guatemala pieces that women wear. It's like a blouse, their blouse. And he also has donated some of the paintings that he's collected from Guatemala that show indigenous people from different towns in Guatemala. It is colorful. It's beautiful. It shows some of the landscape, but more than anything, it shows the textiles and how the women are wearing them.
Also at El Museo Latino, there is the José Guadalupe's Posada Aguilar exhibition. Posadas Aguilar was a Mexican political lithographer who used relief printing to produce popular illustrations around the Mexican Revolution. His work has influenced many Latin American artists and cartoonists because of his satirical perspectiveness and social engagement. Most of these original prints were lost.
What did exist, and actually it was Diego Rivera who found, and Jean Charlot who found the blocks, and they printed them from the originals, and that's what most of what's currently out.
During the Mexican Revolution, the corridos were created. Corridos is the music genre that entails revolutionary stories narrated with a guitar at the campfires during these difficult times for Mexico. Corridos music is playing in the background at the Posadas Aguilar exhibition. This display is also until the end of the year. Now approaching November, the month when many Mexicans celebrate Día de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead, El Museo Latino is setting a typical altar or offering, and it will be on display tomorrow, Saturday. This altar exhibition is until the first week of November. The colorful altar with candles, flowers, bread, drinks, and photos represent a day of celebrating and memory of friends and family members who have died.
Here is a public ofrenda that we usually dedicate it to an artist. So probably this year it will be dedicated to José Guadalupe Posada, since we have his works on the other side of the museum. And normally we would find something that relates to the person that you're offering it, you're remembering, because it's really a remembers.
For more information about these exhibits, you can visit elmuseolatino.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriela Escalera.